the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Let me jump and give you the number that you can call in, get your thoughts about NXT TakeOver. Good show. I thought they kind of dropped the ball a little bit on the Dusty Rhodes Classic, but nevertheless, good show. Get your thoughts on that. You can also chime in and talk about Athena's first match at NXT tonight. A little bit going on. You can jump in at 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. That is a number for you guys to call in. Follow along, TWCIS999@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook under the Wrestling Call In Show, Twitter at Wrestling Call In. You can also find us a few other places. You can find us on SoundCloud? Yeah, SoundCloud. You can find us there as well. You can find us on TuneIn Radio and as well as on Stitcher, all under the Wrestling Call-In Show. So please check us out there as well. How you guys doing tonight? Thank you for having me in your living room. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here. Like I say, got a lot to talk about tonight. First thing I want to ask, though, and it's not going to really cover wrestling. It's my first question of the night. But, damn, Mike. Who's that, guys? Okay, there you go. A little feedback there. It's not going to really be it's not going to be a wrestling question per se. But it's going to be more of a personal question that I'm going to put out there. Get your thoughts on that. Raven Simone, she made some ridiculous comments on The View, and I want to ask you guys, should she be fired for those? So if you think she should be fired on those, whether she should keep her job, whatever you think, you can just use that. You can just drop a line. We'll talk about that as well on tonight's show. 706-993-4606 is the number for you guys to call in. Again, 706-993-4606. Give me a second. Okay, I am back. Back online with you guys. Waiting on my co-host, Tony C, and I'm waiting on you guys. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Let me see. We don't have anybody in the chat as of yet. No one on the phone lines but myself. I am here and raring to go. Let's see if we can... Let's see if we can make our own show tonight. Give me one second. Normally we have fans calling to this show. We're gonna call out and see what we can get. Let's see right now. Looking on Skype. Where did he go? Let's see. Can't find Big Tone. Let's see if we can find Big Tone. Let's see if we can get him in a little bit early. I gotta call him 917 right now. 917, speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Hello?
What's up, man?
What's good?
Doing alright?
Everything good? How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. Can't complain. What was your thoughts on NXT TakeOver Respect, man?
My thoughts on it?
Yep.
And it was really good. It showed that Triple H knows what he's doing. That Iron Man match was beautiful.
It was. It was. He is
the climax at the end was it was so good.
As I said earlier, I thought he sort of kind of dropped the ball on that the Dusty Rhodes Classic, though. I kind of think he dropped the ball on that a little bit.
Really? I enjoyed it.
I thought don't get me wrong, it was great, but I just thought he dropped the ball in terms of putting a team, just throwing a team together against a legit team. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, but then again, you see who won. It makes sense, because the whole thing was, if you think about it, they didn't want Finn Balor or anybody else to take, the spotlight away from the Iron Man match.
Mm-hmm.
So they took, the big stars. They took Samoa Joe, which everybody looks forward to. They took on Finn Balor, which is the champion,
right,
and they put them together in a tag team match. It was a good match. They won, but they didn't want to take the focus, which was respect, which was the Iron Man match, which I understand. You feel what I'm talking about?
I do. I just thought it would have been better if you would have had two legitimate tag teams going in there rather than having one legit tag team or would you just do together.
But if you think about it, they don't have that much tag teams. And then let's say for the tag teams that they would have,
mm-hmm,
the crowd would have been all crazy like that. But since they got some more Joe, mm-hmm, and Finn Balor,
right,
they look. I enjoy the shit out of it.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about the whole. While we have you on the line, let's talk about this whole TNA fiasco with EC3 dropping the belt to Matt Hardy. The whole storyline that, from what's been reported, has been going on since July.
So you go ahead and go way farther.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Galloway got pinned. Still, you're unconquered, EC3.
He's still unconquered.
Yes. The undefeated God mode himself, EC3.
Even though he doesn't have the belt.
Again, you know what pisses me off?
What?
Because obviously the original plans was Matt Hardy and EC3 to go at it at a Bound for Glory.
Right.
Who knows who would have won? I wouldn't be surprised they put it. They would have had Matt Hardy win it and shit. But anyways, they did all of that crap just so Matt Hardy could look, so he could have that big moment at his hometown, which really wasn't. All of that for in a couple of hours, have him strip of the title.
Well, it wasn't stripped, he gave it up.
Yeah, he gave it up. But, the whole reason it was that, because I don't know if you noticed, if you watch TNA this week,
mm-hmm,
he wasn't part of any of that shit.
That's true.
And the funniest thing is, I don't know if they try to confuse the other people, but when you, when they had EC3 cut the promo that he still got the busted lip.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he's in that tournament. His lips is all fixed. Everything is all fixed. So you could tell, that took way, way far back.
The thing that surprises me about this whole tournament issue is the fact that...
Women's?
That's the first one. That's the first one. That's the first thing that just gets me. How can you put any woman in that position? Maybe Awesome Kong, but outside of that, how can you put any woman in that position? That's the first thing.
And then on top of that, I already know who wins this.
Well, the rumor is Bobby Lashley. That's the rumor.
No. That is not a rumor. It's a spoiler.
Oh, it's a spoiler. I'm sorry.
He wins it. He wins the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
But I just want to know, because I haven't found anywhere, mm-hmm, if EC3 gets pinned, which that's the only thing I'm concerned about.
I think Wrestling Inc. says he gets pinned.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, he gets pinned.
You're gonna take that big moment in a god. Oh god, Jesus Christ! I would have think like the time he gets pinned is like on a live event where everybody could see. God, these goddamn TNA should just die with.
I don't know what that thing. And then you got women in this thing. What purpose does that serve? What purpose is that? I'm not trying to put down the ladies, but really.
Now, for a moment, you know, before I read the spoilers and shit, I'm thinking they did that just so, let's say, EC3 could pin them, and then he could be like, oh, I have pinned everybody, even Knockouts, even Legends, even, you know, I thought it was all for that, but, you know, this guy winning, I'm like, what the hell was the point of this shit?
You know who,
that would have gotten him more heat, and more people to hate him, but, oh my God.
You know who I want to come on the show right now? I want Tony C to come on the show, that's what I want. Because Tony C.
Yes, we need all the EC3 supporters right
Tony
now.
Tony C.
We need to combine. We need to join together.
You could be the ultimate EC3 ranger.
Yes. You get TC3 and RP3 together for EC3.
Oh my goodness. The one thing that TC3 can no longer say that EC3 is the real world's champion because he ain't got the belt.
Goddamn.
Oh man. Let's look over some other things from the week in pro wrestling. Athena. The wrestling guys.
I saw that today. Signing confirmed.
Signing is more than confirmed. She competed. She competed.
I saw they had like a little video of it on YouTube and shit.
And she competed tonight down in Winter Haven, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Tag team match, a losing effort, however. So, good to see her there. You know, good for her. We'll see what comes out of it.
Mr. James Storm.
Hopefully, yes, he made his debut too. And there's rumor on him saying that he hasn't signed.
With WWE. He hasn't signed yet.
Yeah, he hasn't signed that's with WWE yet.
That's why I'm guessing. That's why he's still using his name. Because I get the feeling if he does sign, they're gonna change that name so fast.
Yeah.
By the way, I reported that days before that shit happened.
You did.
And then everybody like the next day, oh, really? I'm like, yep, that's old news.
We got a new Hell in a Cell. We got a new match for Hell in a Cell. Ryback versus Kevin Owens for the IC title.
I hope this happens and then that's it. Enough of Ryback.
I don't understand why Ryback was being pushed in the first place.
Yeah, the crowd likes him. If you notice, the crowd is actually behind him.
Yeah.
You know, he's the kids like him. They see him, you know, like the strong type superhero, you know?
Mm-hmm. Feed me more. No, I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Am I the only one that's enjoying Paige getting pinned every day?
Actually, we were going to talk about that tonight, too. It's like she's being punished for something. And they ain't no telling what Paige is being punished for.
No, I was reading that, you know, those were rumors that were going around that they thought that she was getting punished because she cursed in an interview or something.
Mm.
And people thought, oh, she's getting heat from that, but supposedly she's not. I was hoping she did, but, yeah, you know. Vampires, God, they almost get away with it.
I was happy that Natty got the win on Raw, though. I was really, really happy.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Tapped out.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. You cannot hate on that whatsoever. I love Natty. she deserves to take her place in the Divas Revolution. Plus, MCB, yeah, MCB sounds better than PCB.
MBC, what was it like?
Natty, Charlotte, and Becky, NCB.
I thought it was NBC.
Well, if you put Becky in there. Uh-oh. This is my man, Nixon. Nixon, what's up, man? How you doing, my brother? You there? Get my man, Nixon, on the line. Nixon, you there, man? Can you hear me?
Nixon.
I know, right?
Come out and play.
Oh, boy, Nixon on the line. What's up, man?
What's going on? How's it going?
What's going on, my brother?
Usually I click the mute button before even answering.
What's going on, my friend? How you been doing?
Nothing. What are you guys talking about right now?
We're just talking about Paige apparently being punished for some reason. Having to tap out clean to Natty on Raw the other night. It's like she's being punished for something. We don't know what. So,
But like I said, she's not. They said they're gonna get her on the right page again.
No pun intended for that joke, y'all.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if it comes off to me, but they make her seem like very hateable. Total Divas.
Mm-hmm.
On social media, she just comes off very hateable, and I like her as a wrestler.
Right.
But she does come off very, very hateable on Total Divas.
How you gonna tell that, man? Twitter. I don't mean to sound like a 10-year-old schoolgirl when I say this, but how you gonna tell that man you don't want to marry him? But you still want to be with them. That's some bullshit.
If you think about it, like Total Divas, they got all these other women that actually have drama, and like everything about Paige feels so like made up.
Yeah,
you remember like when she had? Remember when she was going through all this crap, and all of a sudden she had her number one fan appear and give that little pep talk.
Yep, yep. I remember.
Like, it's so fake with her. It's like they try to create a dramatic shit with her because she don't have one.
I noticed something else, too. Natty's been getting a lot of her Q&A time because when you go to a lot of question and answers about the Divas, they normally throw Paige in your face. Natty's been taking that away from her as of late. So, to me, that's a good move, too, because I'm tired of seeing Paige.
To go back to the guy thing, her dating... Man, she's not the only one. There's a ton of girls nowadays that I don't know what the hell is going on. Now they're starting to have a thing for these emo kids and emo rock stars. It's like, dude, they're not. You want these guys to like that guy? He's a pussy. Pussy. Come on.
You're not tough about that, dude. If you
want a real rock star, go with the punk guy and metal guy, but...
Yeah. Exactly.
But don't... It's obvious that some emo kid like that is gonna instantly ask her to marry her right away.
Man, I'm in the chat room right now. Got my man in the chat. Nobody is in the chat. Good to have you here, nobody. Good to have you here, man. But that's the thing that was killing me. The dude asked her. She said yes. Now she won't take that shit back. I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to be mean when I say this, but that's how you get hurt.
Okay, well, whether that's fake or not, she's one of those girls that. Come on, it can't. Really, she's 23. She should be living her life right now. Not even be worrying about getting married. Unlike the Bella twins over there, Natty. I know they're worried about getting married and shit, but someone like that at her age?
Yeah, don't make no sense.
Yeah.
And then, you know, her... Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Randy. What you were saying?
Oh, no, like, you know, her persona is supposed to be that she's the tough girl, the anti-diva.
Yeah.
And then if you look at in the show, she's like the most diva in there.
Yeah.
Everything is like, oh, no, I lied about it. Oh, no, oh, I'm not saying the truth. Oh, no, come on, you're supposed to be this tough girl and all this shit, but you see, it's like she's a different person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you look at Nikki Bella, that's one of the reasons why I like her so much, because, like, whatever you see on Total Divas is like what you see on the show, like on Raw. She's that bitchy, want to be the center of attention and everything. But with Paige, it's like, it's two different people. It's like, she's an act. Everywhere she goes, she's an act, a gimmick.
It's going to be real interesting to see what happens with Nikki Bella. John Cena about to take this time off for whatever reason. And it's going to be real interesting to see what happens with Nikki during this time frame.
Apparently, it's like some family problems. but it's better for him, and it's better for the company to see who else can push. And he has a movie coming out with Tina Fey and what's her name? Well, Tina Fey. And I saw clips of that, and it actually does look pretty interesting, his role in it. Because you never seen him tatted up before, and he has tattoos in the film.
See,
if you remember that last movie, what's her name? That white chick from Comedy Central?
Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
Yo, people talk a lot of shit about Cena, but yo, he played that good-ass role there.
Yeah, I need to play for the
team. That's my...
Randy,
is that my girl?
Yeah.
What's
I
up?
She
is adorable.
No, but yeah, like, Cena, like, when it comes to, like, a comedy and stuff, yo, I think he's really good at it. But when you try to put him, like, in serious movies, that's when they fuck up.
Right.
But you're talking about Judd Apatow movie. I mean, that guy's gonna write the right type of put the right people in the right roles, and he knows what to do with them.
Right.
Unlike what his comedy, his sense of comedy that you see on WWE TV, you got these 30, 40 writers that are.
No, like yeah, like the comedy movies, like straight from WWE, are horrible.
Yeah,
like Knucklehead. Yeah.
Terrible.
I wanted to shoot myself.
Now, I think it's kind of interesting that you bring up the creative team. It was reported earlier this week, Vince McMahon is micromanaging those guys. And while, if you were so concerned with it, why weren't you doing that beforehand? With all these terrible storylines. Why you want to do it now?
Don't know. I said this on Facebook, and I'll say it again. And I said this 2 years ago. I said this last year. That company should not have 30 writers, 40 writers. I mean, less than 10, 15 is fine, but don't have this. All these writers.
Right.
All they do, and most of them don't even know anything about wrestling. That's another thing.
Right.
And when they go to Vince McMahon, Kevin Dunn, Triple H, I'm pretty sure they all just want a job. So they're all pretty much yes men, yes women. So to them, they don't even care about wrestling. That's another thing. So we're not going to have perfect storylines. And like I said, 30, 40 writers, not a good idea in wrestling. And it's been proven that it's not.
Nope.
For the last 7 years?
You don't need a think tank. You don't need a think tank of 40 folks.
No, and on top of that, they don't want wrestling fans. They want people that does soap operas and shit like that.
Right. And that makes no sense either.
Exactly.
But
get yourself two or three, but get people that know the business.
Right.
And get some young people like us. That you know, that'll give them that edgy shit, like, oh, this is what kids like nowadays. This is who they like. this is who's going to sell. But no, they got all these fucking old people that don't know jack shit about wrestling and doesn't care. All they want is their payday at the end of the week.
But we can actually take heart because it's also been reported this week that Lita is going to be working with the creative team. Now, I don't know if that means it's just going to be for the Divas or whatnot, but at least we have a wrestler back there.
Yeah, that sounds good, though.
So, you know.
If they do it for the Divas, this is what I've been asking for years.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Someone that knows.
Yeah, you were saying young guy. I don't think specifically he has to be a young guy, just somebody that is familiar with the WWE itself. Like Patrice O'Neal, before he died, he was writing a couple of storylines for WWE.
Here's the thing for me. If you take somebody, if you just know someone who can write promo, for example, and just pound on that, you'll be 10 times better than what you are now. You'll be a whole lot better than what you are now in that regard. So, you know, good for Lita, good for Lita. Let's give Randy a second. DeRock's cousin is about to make her NXT debut, Nia Jax. That's a big girl.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I don't remember what she was like this a couple months ago during her injury,
mm-hmm.
her car accident with the DUI driver that The Rock was mad at for injuring her, his mom and her.
Mm.
So, yeah, finally. Get someone big, kind of like an Awesome Kong. Hopefully, she's learned enough. I mean, it's going to take some time because she's fairly new to to wrestling. Mm-hmm. She's never wrestled outside of WWE.
Right.
So, it's going to take some time.
That's a big girl. That's a big girl, though.
Yeah.
See what she can do.
Her original plan was supposed to be this girl's bodyguard.
Yeah.
But then I think they're actually holding back on her push.
Right.
So I don't think that's going to happen.
We're going to get to see her go against indie wrestler Evie this Wednesday, making her TV debut. So, you know, we'll see her get that win because most of the time when they make a debut, 99.9% of the time they win. Couple of other news about the ladies very quickly. Madison Eagles wins her second Shimmer title this week. Shimmer Show 76. She defeated Nicole Matthews, winning her second title. Congratulations, Madison Eagles. Tessa Blanchard wins again at Shimmer. She partnered with Vanessa Craven. They beat Mia Yim and Leva Bates. Speaking of Leva Bates will no longer be used by WWE anytime soon. She reportedly rubbed some of the NXT talents the wrong way with how over her character was. And you guys remember, she never signed a deal with WWE. However, she has denied reports on this on her Twitter feed, so I thought that was kind of interesting. Couple of more news about NXT very quickly. Interviewer Devin Taylor. Mm-hmm. And wrestler Kyle Bishop were both released from the NXT deals. They were signed back in 2013. They were released for reportedly not making real progress in the ring. Damn. It took you from 2013 to now 2015 to see them not making real progress in the ring. That's amazing to me. That's amazing. I mean, can't you tell within the first maybe year if somebody's gonna work out or not?
I kind of didn't hear that last part right there.
I was just saying that it was amazing. They were both signed in 2013, and they were reportedly released for not making real progress in the ring. That's amazing to me.
You're talking about Devin Taylor and
Kyle Bishop. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kyle Bishop?
Yeah.
I don't know about Kyle Bishop too much, but yeah, they gave a huge chance to Devin Taylor, and she did not progress from what I know. So they tossed her out in the, to do backstage interviews, and she was so robotic with her. You know how Mean Gene is, you can say, is possibly the best backstage interviewer,
right,
of all time in wrestling?
Yeah.
And he has these mannerisms, he has these expressions to every wrestler that he would interview. This girl would not have any expression during the interviews. She was so robotic. She stood still. I don't know if it was creative that told her to do this, but look at a girl who, JoJo, who went from pretty much nothing to getting taught how to do interviews and do announcements in the ring. And she's learned pretty quick, but Devin Taylor, 3 years and nothing. Nothing.
But that's my thing. It takes you that long to see that she has no, she's not making progress.
The thing is that they gave her a chance. They said, okay, you're not doing so well in the ring. Well, after this entire year that we've tossed you out there, okay, let's throw you in the back now and do interviews. They saw that, and I think she, if I'm trying to remember, she was only in the first episode of The Bachelorette, I believe, or The Bachelor, I don't remember.
Okay.
And,
yeah, but I understand what you're saying, Will, because
she was removed off of TV. So after she was removed off of TV, they probably saw something. She was a waste of time. Like I said, Kyle Bishop, I don't know.
Look at the way Renee got to the business. Like, she came in, and she just whooped ass, like, right away.
But that, the difference there is that she had experience up in Canada with interviewing already.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a good. That's true too. That's true too. We'll see what these guys can do afterward. That was kind of interesting too. That where's my notes? There we go. Sahar Scriber, you guys remember Seth Rollins? I guess ex girlfriend. Is still in wrestling. She made her debut in Dreamwave Wrestling in a managerial role. So she's still around doing her thing. Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if WWE bring her back, like, after everything blows over.
I wouldn't be surprised either. They've been known to do that.
Yeah. Have you seen her, that promo?
Yes. Yes.
How hilarious is that after the whole situation and everything?
The thing that kills me is the fact that wasn't even what you released her for. The first incident with Seth, it was the second that you released her for, which is understandable, but you can make the case she should have been gone.
Yeah. No. If you, well, now you can't see it because she blocked, she has her whole social, she has Twitter and Instagram now on private, but I had looked at it before the whole situation happened, and that girl was pretty sexist, pretty racist, she made herself look bad towards girls and women. And then to top it off, to make racist comments about an animated character, a Disney character that doesn't really... come on, it's just a fictional character. Who cares?
Right.
Yeah. But She was following just because from the first time she got in trouble, she should have just shut up and not said anything. And a lot of the guys and the girls, some of them need to like be taken off of Twitter, Instagram.
There's wrestlers that have no business being on Twitter.
Yeah.
Sometimes Twitter is not your best friend, and in her case, it was not.
Social media could be the worst. It could be the worst enemy.
Yep. And for some, it's really good thing. I'll give an example. Kevin Owens has been using that Twitter like very well on there.
Yeah. When you use it correctly, it can be a great promo tool. But when you use it, when you mismanage it and just go crazy, it can really hurt you. Really, really hurt you. Vince Russo is in the news. Upper talking about Seth Rollins is in the draw. Says due to the changes his character has, fans can't emotionally attach to him. You guys agree with that?
Russo needs to shut up with
him. I had a good laugh this week with last week with him over the EC3 Matt Hardy change.
Yeah.
I found that hilarious last week.
Sometimes the guy can be so clueless.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead. So, like this guy, I'm so tired of him on social media, JR. I can't stand him anymore. Like, the stupid shit that comes out of his mouth, like, he sounds senile.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking crazy.
Good old JR.
Yeah, what do you expect? The guy is now speaking his mind after all those years of being,
held back.
Held back pretty much.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, you're killing my image of how great you was.
Yeah.
I do feel that too sometimes. Yeah. No, but is Russo, dude, the only problem I have with him is that he tries to speak his mind, and probably like 85% of the time it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And to top it off, all that bullshit he spills, he tries to force you to pay for it.
That's...
And like I said, it's 85% of the time it's just bullshit. No one's going to pay for it in this time of day when podcasts are pretty much free.
Yep. I think the only podcast that you will have to pay for now are those that end up on something like Sirius XM. You pay for those. That's pretty much about it. Everything else I know of is free.
Yeah. That's a really low percentage of amount of podcasts that have that subscription base.
Mm-hmm. Very
low. Another thing, he tried to sell you a podcast. Well, like, he tried to sell you something that he said time and time, you know?
Yeah.
He repeating the same shit and charging you every time for it. Come on, you must be like retarded to pay that shit.
Oh, and to make things worse, I didn't like what he did when he tried to force China down our throats after everything we already knew, all the lies that she had told us, and the way we see her, just the way he tried to force us down to make her feel bad for her.
Right.
We're not gonna.
Randy.
Hello?
Can you mute your mic? There's all that background noise going on in your end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
But, in the chat, speaking to my man, nobody is leaving like to say Freaks and F and Geeks. 11 o'clock every Tuesday night, Randy and Radio. Yes, I do think Madison Eagles is the second best wrestler in the world. To me, she is. The first being Sarah Del Rey, Madison Eagles, and Ivelisse. But the thing with Madison Eagles and Ivelisse, they gotta be healthy. If they're healthy, those ladies are very, 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 very good. And Hamada's right behind them, so very, very, four very good wrestlers. Michael Hayes, and you guys know I can't stand Michael Hayes. For whatever I cannot stand him, I will give him his free birth due. But I just don't like him personally. And he's been very critical of unnamed WWE stars, seeing people are treating pro wrestling as a job and it's hurting their performance. He didn't name anybody by name, but do you guys agree with that statement?
I don't really care about the guy.
I've never liked him. I always give him his props. His free bird days, what he did with Jimmy Garvin was excellent. I will never have an in-ring issue with him. It's just a personal one. It's just a personal one. But Randy, do you agree with what he said about
Mommy? do you
agree with what he's saying about people treating pro wrestling as a job and it's hurting their performance?
Sounds like he's taking care of something.
Yeah. But I think that he may be right. Some people just may be doing it to be there to get a check for as long as they can, before they're shown the door, I guess. I guess you gotta give Michael Hayes props on y'all having at least that much passion for the business to say something like that. Randy, you back with us? Okay. So I'll give Michael Hayes that, but I've just never really liked the guy personally. Things that surround him, to me are a turnoff.
Yeah.
To really get behind him. Do you guys believe that the rumor that Stone Cold was going to boycott 32 if he wasn't put in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
As much as I don't like what he says a lot of time, it's debatable, but he does deserve it. I mean, not him specifically, but the Freebirds deserve
right.
it.
Right.
The only downside to all this is with the whole flag, which is kind of stupid.
They didn't induct him.
Yeah, it's stupid that they didn't induct him. Yeah, that is gonna.
That'd be funny.
That is a good idea. Why not Ron Simmons while you're at it?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
No, it's kind of stupid that they didn't induct him, them, not him, in Atlanta instead of next year. Or so.
Oh,
because
I think
WrestleMania 27, I believe, was Atlanta.
Uh huh. It wasn't Atlanta.
Yeah.
But it's to their if you do it in Dallas, that's where the Freebirds really made. That's where they really they really shined. It was world class back in the day. So, like I said, I've never liked Hayes on a personal level, but I'll give him his props, as a Freebird, that whole team, was really, really good.
I honestly think they haven't been inducted at all because look at the, Hayes is doing okay, I guess. He looks healthy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the rest of the Freebirds,
mm-hmm.
It'd be sad looking at them up on stage while they're getting inducted.
Oh, man.
Yeah, It looks horrible, man. I don't know if you ever seen all of them together.
I haven't in a long time.
I have to look for the picture. I saw it like a year or two ago, them getting reunited and they took a picture. Mm. I have to look for it again.
Man. There's been rumor. There's been rumor. It's been rumored that Robbie E wants to. It's been rumored that Robbie E from TNA wants to challenge Rob Gronkowski from the New England Patriots to a match in TNA.
Wait, what was that?
Robbie E from TNA wants to challenge Rob Gronkowski from the Patriots to a match in TNA.
I doubt that's his idea. Because Robbie E's actually a pretty smart guy.
He don't want none of that.
Yeah.
He don't want none of that. Couple of rumors that are out there right now. Lana will return to WWE TV in a few months. You guys miss Lana?
No.
No.
There's people like, you know, the guy from Freaks and Geeks. Mm-hmm. That guy over there. I'm pretty sure he misses it. She don't do nothing for me.
Let me ask you guys. I'm going off away from my notes for a second. What do you guys think about Summer Rae? She's got a nice body, but she's ugly.
Like, I actually think she's gotten so good with Rusev. Mm-hmm. Their comedy and their it got to a point where I actually like her now.
My thing with Summer though, she's got a nice body, but she's ugly.
Yeah. I was just about to say the same thing.
God. You need to go back to...
Oh, yeah. Like, she got them long legs. And I don't think that she's ugly. I think it's the nose.
Nah, man. Nah. Look at that mouth. Nah, man.
I'll give a sign to do with that mouth.
Can't deal with it, man. Can't do it.
Have you seen Lana without makeup?
No, I never have.
Okay, best thing you don't.
Oh my goodness, Summer Rae. But you, I do like what they're doing with that. With those two, what you do with Rusev for him, with Rusev, you know, from this point, I don't know. But let's go over to another supposedly budding rivalry. I hear my girl over there. Let me bring up my girl favorite wrestler, John Cena.
Oh no, that was enough.
I'm talking about your daughter.
I know you were talking about her, but like that noise was enough.
Oh, okay.
That was my neighbors. I guess they're watching something.
Oh, okay.
Next door, but
okay. I see you live next to Big Cup of Pump.
Holla if you hear me. The next, can we see John Cena and Dolph Ziggler go at it
for the US probably title? But I thought the big picture was New Day versus John Cena.
See, but that be, look, don't get me wrong, I love the fact that you had New Day close out the show. I loved it. Real progress was made on Monday night when you saw the New Day close out that show. Real progress was made. Now, I love Big E. I love Kofi Kingston. Xavier Woods, he aight. So,
what you saw on Monday was what they should have done since the very beginning when they brought him to Raw and SmackDown. Because that was pretty much his character when he was NXT champion.
Right.
He never spoke. He never... all he did was just come out, wrestle, he would do the King Kong Bundy gimmick, and it worked for him.
Yeah, the whole 5 count, I used to love that shit.
Come on, you'd hear a bigger audience, except that NXT crowd that was at the time, like, I think 200-300 people chanting 5-5-5 all the time. That would have worked. A big guy like that. And I could see another rematch going on at the next pay-per-view, Hell in a Cell, with Cena, by the way.
Yeah.
Remember, I think they could hand the title to him next.
Xavier Woods? Like,
yeah, I honestly think that.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, see, I see Big E. I can see Big E. And the only reason why I see Big E, all of them, first of all of them fools. That's the first thing. All of them did some straight. They foolish, all three of them. But Big E seems
to be. They did a big change on Monday. They don't look that foolish on Monday. They look strong.
They look strong and serious.
But, you saw how they beat Ziggler on SmackDown?
Yeah.
Xavier holds down Ziggler's legs and they got the pin, right? Mm-hmm. I could see something like that happening to John Cena and New Day getting the USA Championship.
That would be hilarious.
And then the thing is, you still keep John Cena strong. Because they cheated,
right?
And then let's say they could beat him down to write him off or anything, and then you leave New Day looking strong. So when John Cena comes back, he kills them all three of them. Like, you know. That's what usually happens.
Yo, United States World Tag Team Champions, New Day. I think it was so funny. Somebody put on the Renee Brute page a new T-shirt for New Day. Hustle, loyalty, booty. That was so funny.
And I like that connection between the three of them that really comes off. It's really them.
Yeah.
It's just them.
And then the thing, if you remember, Big E is actually one of John Cena's close friends.
Yeah.
So, you know, he could... put him over. Who knows?
Yeah, he could. If he does it been taking pictures with Cesaro, trying to get Cesaro over, do it for Big E, damn it. Do it for Big E.
But remember, if Vince don't like it, it ain't happening.
Nope.
I know I'm going to go off topic here for a second, but I keep... And it's not only you guys, I hear this everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But two guys that I know are not pushed anymore, and the reason one of them, because I know he's a huge douchebag. I've heard other stories. Mm-hmm. Even his tag team partner, Kurt Hawkins at the time, in an interview, had said that when they first met that he thought Zack Ryder was a huge douchebag. That could be a pretty big reason why he's not pushed.
Right.
Because he probably pushed some buttons around. And the second person that I know for... Because he spoke his mind about his brother getting released.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah.
If he would have not spoke about his brother getting released, he probably would have been fine by now.
Yeah.
In a good position. But he... I think that's probably, and I've heard stories that's probably why he got deep pushed badly, and he was off TV for several weeks, and that's the best reason I can really give to anybody why those two are not even on TV often.
But the thing with Roddy, you can say not only pushed, not only off TV, but even being used. The other week when he wrestled in that dark match up in New York City, that was the first time I've seen him being used in a long time.
Yeah, that's New York City. They used him for the NXT show. in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's from Long Island, remember that?
Yeah.
They used him with that. Was that hype guy? What's his name?
Mojo Rawley.
I Stay Hype. Yeah, that guy, Mojo Rawley.
Yeah.
I think it was the Hype Brothers, some shit like that. They tag teamed them together.
When you have your own former tag team partner who was tag team champions with you say, he's a douchebag. When I first met him, it took time to get along with him.
Right.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you think about it, he wasn't that famous at that time either.
Nope.
So imagine when he won the USA Championship. All that air going up his ass and shit. So I won't be surprised at what you're saying.
Me neither. I'm gonna go off topic of wrestling real. Damn, hello. I'm sorry, the Milana got distracted by this nice cosplay on Facebook. Raven Simone, I want to ask you guys real quick about her comments. I know you guys heard of them by now. I want to know what you guys think.
About that, the ghetto names?
Yeah. Should she be fired from The View? I think she should. That's just me, though.
No. Honestly, I don't see that show. And the only reason I heard about it because I was on Worldstar Hip Hop, and I saw that, and I just read the headline. How she don't like, what was it she said? That she would not hire someone if the name was like Waterman Laundry or something like that?
Yeah. That's some shit right there. That's some shit right there. Talk about writing a letter. That's the shit you write a letter about right there. That's what you do. But what she did, that's some bullshit. Your last name is Simone. That's about as black can get.
She doesn't seem to act black.
But she's talking about names like Von Kui Kui. You know, names like that. That's what she's talking about.
That's terrible.
But like, yo, how are you gonna judge someone over the name?
Right.
Like you had the choice, you know, to pick it and shit.
Right. Like that's your call. When you first born on mine, they named me this.
That's stupid.
I just got done talking with Big Tone. He's not going to be able to make it tonight. He's the only one working on his job. So he'll be with us next week. He's working hard making that OT. So, Big Tone, don't work too hard tonight, my friend. Don't work too hard tonight. Boy. Will we see Brock Lesnar ever have another great rivalry? I don't think we will.
But if you think about it, who's left?
Yeah.
And you know they're only going to do, like, important people. It's not like they're going to do it with someone. Because I'm telling you this, and I know it's going to happen. John Cena is getting his win back.
He's getting it back.
No, I guarantee you he's getting that win back.
You don't think it's too late for that now?
Nah, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're gonna find a way to bring that whole story back, just so John Cena can get his win back.
Cause I'm hearing word that it's gonna be him and Taker next. Actually, no, not saying Brock Taker. I'm saying Cena Taker.
Oh, Cena Taker.
Yeah, and apparently Taker doesn't want to retire yet. He wants to go another couple years.
Take two, sit down.
Two, somewhere. 3 years. I'm serious. I've heard this.
No, yeah. I thought I read like five.
Take a deed to sit down somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like 4 to 5 years. Because from what he said was, if doing one match a year, he could go for a long time.
T- Taker needs to sit down somewhere. He just needs to sit down somewhere. Don't nobody. Ooh. Just sit down somewhere, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Please. There's a lot of people that need to sit down. Big Show needs to sit down.
Go retire.
To sit down.
Yeah, and he's one that actually does want to retire, but he's being forced to come back every time, from what I've heard.
WWE says we need you. You got to get back out there.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, you could tell he don't like that shit. Like, you see when the crowd be screaming out, "Please retire."
Yeah.
Yo, you can see in his face, like, he want to knock people out.
Come here, bitch. Come here, bitch. Come here. WWE Divas Champion Charlotte says the Divas deserve to have a chance to be the main event.
She's been saying that for, like, 2 years already.
Look here, Charlotte.
Yeah.
I love women's wrestling as much as the next dude. Do not get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But until your base gets stronger in WWE, and WWE gets a strong way to go with you, because me and Surfer will always disagree. Surfer says the Divas are for this just TNA type entertainment. I disagree. It could be a very good division wrestling wise. It could be a very good division sports entertainment wise. Next thing, and Randy, you heard me say this before. I truly believe that you need to take that Divas Championship, throw it in the trash, and bring the WWE Women's title back.
We would all like that, but if you think about it, that's not what it's not what Vince wants anymore.
No.
And I don't think, I'm not trying to sound like, you know, whatever, but I don't think that title coming back is going to change anything. Because we're going to have the same wrestlers. We're going to have the same Divas. You feel me?
Yeah.
The belt is more prestige. That's about it.
What you think, Nixon?
I see what you're saying. But as much as I agree with you, Will, I kind of know why now. Took me time to figure this out, why they don't want to change it to a women's championship and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to keep, have their own records, have their own women's title. Even though, I agree with Ivory and Medusa, the Divas term is really not a good term for women's wrestling at all.
No.
Like I said, they only have the Divas title to make their own record, to make their own. Because let's face the fact, no one's going to be able to break the Fabulous Moolah's record.
That's true.
Yeah. And that's probably the only reason why they only want to have this record.
But my thing is this. If you had both, like you did before, we've had both before. If you would keep Kelly, Eva Marie, that sort of wrestler and that Divas persona, fine with the good. And you can have the real female wrestlers, Charlotte now, Paige, Becky, Naomi, compete for that women's championship. It puts an air of seriousness in it, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And if they really want to have this as the women's title, I mean, put some legitimacy and actually make it a women's wrestling championship. It doesn't matter what name it has. If you really want to break records, do it the right way.
There you go.
Hey, remember, we already have a women's championship. It's just on NXT.
Good one.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah. Like, you go from women's champion in NXT, so one day you could become Divas champion. Yeah. How super does that sound?
Bayley's doing a good job. So for the short time that she's had it, she's doing a good job. I still want to see
her.
I still want to see Bayley turn heel, though. It ain't going to happen, but I still want to see it. I think it'd be so funny. Paul Heyman since his promos are actually scripted, at least to the extent that he knows what he is there to promote. I thought he was coming up with this stuff off the top of his head when he comes out there.
It's obvious, you know, like, the thing is that Paul Heyman, we already know how he is, but the way he screams it and the way he says it, he makes it his own. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But it's obvious, like, it's like everything that is said, and that's why I never made a big deal about that whole pipe bomb, because you're not going to tell me that Vince allowed CM Punk to say all that shit about when you die and all this crap. Come on, man, that whole shit was scripted.
Yeah,
you're not gonna tell me it wasn't, because I got this, everything that's said from top to bottom has to go through Vince, and he okays it.
Because
nobody's gonna go there and be like, "Go ahead, shoot from the hip." No.
You saw what that got. You saw what that did to Isaiah Washington.
Exactly. Look what got him.
What's he doing?
Then they made a big deal with Paige. Oh, look what she said. And when what's her name? AJ Lee did that little, oh my, Chuck Taylor's black bitch. Come on, man.
You've never liked AJ, man.
I know.
Everything is scripted. Vince is not going to allow anybody to speak what they want.
Man. Go ahead, Nixon. What you were about to say?
Yeah. No, he's right. He's right. Not until you have Kevin Dunn's out and Vince McMahon's out of the WWE's that's a point that'll change. For now, we're going to have to deal with this. I mean, it sucks. I'll clearly tell you, I've been kind of off of wrestling a lot. Like, every once in a while, I'll go watch the pay-per-views only. I don't really watch Raw. I watch clips now. I don't watch SmackDown. Lately, it's only been NXT and Lucha Underground. Every once in a while, Ring of Honor if I have time.
Right.
Don't have to go to work early the next morning. That's all. I mean, I've been really off wrestling because it's just been
the same.
Yeah, as far as WWE goes, I mean.
Yeah. Well, I have months. I'm gonna tell you right now. I think the last time I saw Raw live was around. Let me see, April, May. June. Well, I think it was around May.
Damn. Did you see that live?
Not only because of work, you know, taking my daughter to school. I don't feel like, how can I put it? Like what they gave me, it's not worth my time.
Right.
So I'd rather be sleeping, or I'd rather be cooking. I'd rather be doing something productive.
Mm-hmm.
Than watching Raw, because I know I'm gonna be pissed off when I turn that shit off, you know.
And I said it, and I've been saying this for years. Monday Night Football is when you need to give us your best stuff, and for some other reason he doesn't do it.
Well, you see, like when the Royal Rumble comes along, you know, like things start getting better because it's getting close to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't miss, you know.
Right.
I don't care what time is it. I'm watching it because I know I'm getting something good. But right now, it's a joke, man. Like, I'm not going to lose sleep.
Why should it be like that? That's the thing. Why should we wait until Royal Rumble to finally see good shows? It should be every week trying to feel like you're competing against a...
Yeah, but that's the thing. Since they're not competing anymore,
they're lazy. Yeah,
they don't care. Yeah. Like, we're the number one company. It's not like TNA's going to do anything. It's not like Ring of Honor's going to do anything. It's not like we don't have to give them a good show every day. And it's sad, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think they need a... And I know it's not going to happen until they... Is it still true that SmackDown is possibly going live after their Sci-Fi contract is over?
I keep hearing that, but I don't know if it's true.
If it is true, we need another brand split because this is a large roster of I don't know how many guys or girls. They definitely need it now.
I already told you. My favorite wrestler is Edge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they had when they had Edge dominate SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
I used to love that.
And I agree with you, Nixon, about having that brand
split. Yeah.
Because some of these wrestlers got over because of the brand split.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to guess. It's like, if Edge would have never had his time on SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
and let's say Chris Benoit or like, you know, even Jeff Hardy, a lot of people, you think they would have gotten as far as they got?
Nope.
Hell no.
Nope.
And I'm curious to know how it would have possibly turned out if Triple H would have not been so, I guess, I don't know how you put it, but after he said he wanted a title of his own,
mm.
he was given the title, the World Heavyweight title, giving another secondary main right. heavyweight title in the company. I wonder how it would look like if they would have just had that one WWE title in the company, switching between the two rosters.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. There would have been less stars today.
You think so?
Like, around that time, Eddie Guerrero, I think, would have never gotten the championship.
I don't think Booker or Mark Henry would have got it.
Exactly. I don't think they would have gotten it.
Like I said, that brand split made a lot of people because it gave them the opportunity to go out there.
It made John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
If they wouldn't have the brand split, remember, John Cena was on his way to get fired. But they were like, oh, throw him on SmackDown and let's see what he could do. And look what happened. Look at JBL.
Yep.
You think JBL would have gotten that 10-month title run? Hell no.
I got a bigger question. Do you think you would saw him and Ron Simmons team up?
Wait, say that again?
Do you think you would saw him and Ron Simmons team up to form the APA?
Yeah, that would have happened. I mean, going from the Acolytes to that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, eventually it would have happened.
Mm.
That brand split created a lot of stars, man.
Yeah. JBL, everything he's done in the ring, he needs to get off that commentary booth, though.
I don't blame
JBL.
I don't blame him, because I'll tell you the truth. If you go back and looked at the first time he was ever in, what year was that? Like 07, 08? When he was first commentating?
07.
07? Mm-hmm. Okay, 07. I loved him commentating, always giving crap to Michael Cole,
right.
always bashing him for everything he said. And I want to go with what Mick Foley said, is that it's so difficult to commentate with people in your ears telling you what to do all the time and what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame
him. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, why do you think Mick Foley quit? He said he couldn't take it anymore. And, like, if you think about it now, it's not, let's say, whatever JBL is saying, you know that's district men in the back. Telling him, say this, say that. Degrade this guy. Say this about this guy.
The thing that, because JBL brought up, when he first started, he, like, brought up a lot of stuff that was helpful at the time. A lot of history, about this, that, the other. Now, when he's out there, it's just, like, gibberish.
I did not see the shoot interview, but I heard clips and bits of some Matt Striker interview from a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right after he got released,
mm-hmm.
he was saying that the way that they have it pretty much lined up for all the commentators mm-hmm. is that they are not allowed to tell history of wrestling. They are not allowed to really tell the audience what moves are going on in the ring.
Yeah, it's like they got a couple of words that they're not allowed to say. Like belt,
yep.
Strap.
She will
like, you know, it's ridiculous now. It's like, Vince.
Oh, man, I don't need those.
It's like you're taking away a lot of the... I don't need
those. Yeah, it's like he don't want wrestling. He wants entertainment. Right. And that's what you're going to get.
That's not a good thing because we forget it's the commentary out there that tells the story.
Exactly.
It tells the story and it needs to be respected. And it doesn't seem that WWE is respecting that. Scott Hall has a DVD coming in 2016. Jay Lethal is now the longest reigning ROH TV champion. Go Jay Lethal. Here's my issue. WWE tough enough contestant, I think Patrick, close to being signed with WWE. Here's my issue. You've been through tough enough. You lost tough enough, and you get signed anyway. What was the whole point?
Yeah, but if you remember, they do that with almost everybody.
Yeah, well, what's the point of going through tough enough? Is that's gonna happen?
No point at all.
I don't even remember I don't know if it was the first or the second Diva search. Mm-hmm. Like, I forgot who won the first one. And out of those, whatever, 20 of them bitches, mm-hmm. they took, after they chose, like, after, like, 2 or 3 months passed, mm-hmm. they took, like, 10 of them.
Yeah.
What's her name? The Bellas were part of that. What's the one that's pregnant right now? Rosa Mendez.
You had Christy Hemme, mm-hmm. Ashley Mazzaro.
Yeah.
Eva Marie who won it, Layla who won it.
Yeah, but like a bunch of losers. Like, let's say the Bellas. They lost. Rosa Mendez. And there's a couple of them Joy Giovanni. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
They do that all the time. They keep them there, you know.
Maurice, yeah.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Maria.
I miss Maurice.
Maria was another one.
Yep.
Yeah, you had a ton of those.
Like, they tell them, lay low, and we'll call you. Don't do that stupid.
I don't know how well known this is, but Bella Twins were never even supposed to even be contracted ever.
Really?
Because apparently from what they had thrown out an option out there that they had other ideas outside of wrestling that they were asking for more. And somebody in the WWE said, yeah, we'll give them more money. A contract for mm-hmm. a developmental contract, mm-hmm. and that's how they got the into WWE even deeper than the Diva search.
Wow!
Because they were possibly not going to be in WWE. Mm-hmm. That would have been a big chance. They probably would have just been models outside of wrestling.
They have butter faces to me. They have butter faces. Randy, can you mute your mic for a sec?
Say it again?
Okay. No, a lot of background noise on your end. all right. Go back to my notes very quickly before we roll out of here for tonight. TNA canceled a planned house show tour at the end of October. A lot of guys are being partially paid for that event being canceled. However, there are some talents that are complaining because they're sitting at home rather than working. TNA just needs to give up the ghost.
I'm telling you, I was watching the last TNA show, and it was so sad knowing that all of that I was watching was taped like 10 years ago. Like, they still had Kenny King, they still had Austin Aries, and I like how they play it off, saying, oh, look, Austin Aries back, and come on, man.
Yeah, that's a dying brand, and I've said it online, but when you look at it, it's not really number two, even though it's on TV. It's,
right.
If you really think about it, it's just a big indie brand that's on TV.
Right.
On cable television.
It's like... It's number two, like, by default.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it comes off like a huge indie brand, really.
No, yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, especially now. It's like a really horrible indie brand. Chikara is even better than that.
Yep, I agree.
No, that's the thing. Like, that's why we get what we get from WWE.
And I wish I can get into New Japan more, but I don't have Access Television here.
That's the thing.
And I get that. I forgot it's called Periscope, Paracon, Wrestling.
Periscope.
I get that, and I get Ring of Honor. But Ring of Honor comes on right around the time that I'm getting ready to just sleep and get ready for the next day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you see, Lucha Underground.
It's second season, supposed to start filming in a few months.
Yeah, man. Like, that was worth... Like, that I look forward to.
Right.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to, for real. Alright, let's go ahead and get final thoughts and opinions for the show tonight. Randy, anything you gotta say to finish this up?
Just the travesty that happened with EC3. Son of a bitch. God, Blashy, I never hated you, but I hate you now.
Oh my goodness.
You go to hell. John Cena should have dropped you on the goddamn floor when he did that super F you on your ass. On that American Bash, whatever the hell that was. The Destroyer. Destroy these nuts, motherfucker. And that's all.
Nixon, what you got to say to finish this up tonight, my friend?
You know, I'm the NXT guy here, but yes. Actually, a few things real quick. I really suggest, and I'll post it up there on Randy M page, but I'm planning on posting a few matches, one match every 2 weeks from NXT, since, like I said, I'm the NXT guy. Since we had a really huge match this past Wednesday with the Divas, with the women, I should say, a really good match. I'm going to post the first ever NXT Women's Championship match that got the title started with Paige and Emma.
Okay.
So I'm going to toss that up there. And Sasha Banks is, I'll say it, one of the greatest women's wrestlers right now. Hopefully they start pushing on Scott Dawson and his, I always keep forgetting his partner. I want more Jason Jordan and Gable.
Yeah.
As much crap as I gave this guy, but what's his name? The Lone Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
With with Rhino over there, Corbin. Corbin. Wow, did he? He should stay as a tag team guy for a while and then learn the ropes from Rhino because he's improved in a few months.
He has.
Yeah. You can. What is this I'm hearing that Tyler Breeze is working house shows now? Is that a form of punishment too?
No. No, no. No, they, what do you mean? NXT house shows or WWE live house shows?
Looks like he's doing, U Live house shows.
No, no, they toss those guys out there every time. Okay. It's just somebody they throw out there to test them out.
Okay.
The live crowd.
Okay.
Well, now that I hear you talk about Jordan and, what's the other guy's name?
Gable.
Yeah, you said that you want them. I was reading that they're gonna get a push.
I hope. I mean, Jason.
Yeah, they supposedly they're really high on them.
They should do it in a bad wrestling at all.
Yeah. Gable kind of reminds me of a smaller Kurt Angle because he's actually an Olympian. He's not a gold medalist Olympian, but he's actually he wrestled in the Olympics.
Look at what you think.
When I was doing my blog writing for Athlete Inquirer covering NXT, I saw Jason doing a few times. Yeah, he is very, very good.
And Scott Dawson shouldn't be looked over, too, because, man, him, he reminds me a lot of, Arn Anderson a lot.
Okay.
He has that style. That's that old wrestling style that that we like, sadly not seen that much. It's not pushed as much, and it sucks. I'm telling you, Scott Dawson is an awesome technical wrestler, and he looks like one of those guys that will beat you down.
That is my problem with a lot of the ladies. Basically, said the most hated lady in my opinion, Santana Garrett. I hate her. I've never seen a women's champion with no pound and ground game. Never.
Why do you think she was released from NXT in the first place? I mean, why do you think she was never hired to a developmental contract?
She had like one match, and that was it.
Yeah. That shows you a lot.
Yeah. NXT washout.
And I see Apollo Crews being the next Johnson. I mean, in that role, I hate to say it, but he comes off as the nice guy.
I hope it's successful. Mm-hmm. I hope it's successful, yes, but not in that same cheesy role. I hope that doesn't happen. Successful, yes, but I hope he's not in that same cheesy type of mode. Alright guys, let's go ahead and go over the schedule for the week of shows. Don't forget, every Tuesday live at 8 p.m. Mr. Rant with Tony C and AA. Follow right after those guys, Lead Champion Rage, 11 p.m. on Freaks and F and Geeks. Wednesday is a new show, Top Brunch, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Make sure you check those guys out. Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. Tobarka Throwbacks with my man Philly Phil every Friday at 9 p.m. Wrestling Calling Show every Saturday at 11 p.m. And at 5 p.m. every Sunday, it is the What Are You Reading comic book show with my man Surfer, who was in the chat but didn't call in. I can't believe he didn't call in to defend John Cena.
He's just getting ready to admit that his hero is gonna be gone for 3 months.
Oh yeah.
Wait, isn't he doing the Comic Con thing?
Oh yeah, that is true. He's doing that today. He's back home, isn't he?
I thought he was.
I don't know.
Going on the bus back and forth.
I was gonna ask you. Any of y'all listen to the Tuesday show?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, no, because I just... Anything, like, crazy happened? Because I believe it was, like, Double A. He sent a message saying, oh, please listen to the show. Like, son, I thought, like, something big was going to happen. What happened?
I think I know what you're referring to. I sent out a tweet on the show to see if I can't make something happen in Freaks and Effing Geeks. And Double A retweeted my tweet, so... That's what happened on Tuesday. I'll explain it to you later, man.
I don't know. Because it's like on... I posted up... I was talking about that EC3. And then he's like, oh, listen to the show, please, something, today. And I'm like, yeah, I don't get home till late. And then...
I'll tell you what it is. We'll take that off air. All right, we're going to do one thing real quick.
One last thing, and I know it's controversial, but...
Sure, go ahead.
I know a lot of guys hate, and I understand why they hate him. And I know Randy hates his guts. I know Double A despises him, but CM Punk, as much as what he did was so stupid, he is right about one thing, and if you do study up on it, Susan G. Coleman is very, 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 they do take a lot of money for their own.
No, yeah, that I know. That I believe him on that shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, do your study, anybody that doesn't believe him, do your study, because there's a lot of websites that prove it.
Yeah, because the actual research, only 20% of that money actually goes to the actual research, from what I understand. So
yeah,
I agree with that wholeheartedly on that. All right, I want to thank you guys for being here with me tonight. I do appreciate it. Slow night. Thank you to Surfer for being in the chat. Thank you, Nobody, for being there. I will see you guys next week, same time, same station. I want you guys to have a good night and take care, everybody.
Peace.
Welcome to the bank, where you deposit young money and you get cash money. I'm Tunchy, the boss, and live from the vault. It's Bus a Bus.
Yeah. Yo, swag mania, pop the ghost most. Carry the most beautiful with us happily toast. Keep the faculty close, gross when we give them a dose. Got them OD and leaning in each coast. Scenery froze, take notes, rock boats, diamonds that fit us. Chanel minks in the winter. Who with us? We coming to give them the shivers. Water we flow, spilling like rivers. Flooding the street, hoping to swimmers move with gorillas. King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up. Seat filling, get up when I show up.
Please don't throw up. Hold your liquor, grow up. If you're robbing, please. Gonna show you how to blow up. Thank your lucky stars, that's the raps all tucked in. My bite like a rantin', to my chagrin. You never win, model thin, walking, cracking your shin. She gives in every time that I spin. Square up, bow down to the kings of the hall. We way gone, talk while we ball. So what's cracking with y'all?
Native New Yorker, the slick talker, keep in order. Call a reporter, stepping like British walkers. Legendary swag fluent, see the influence, see how we do it. Get him into it steadily, got him stupid, so undisputed. Act full, back tool, till they pop off. Police crowd up the street, blocking them off, locking them off. Got these. While I signal my soldiers, bossing it up, maintaining composure, staying on the sofa. 30 bottles, 20 waitresses, bring them over. See how we light up, call a promoter. Tell that, bring the bag, better hurry up with it and count the money up proper. Cause you can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
Yeah, I feel good, don't it? I feel good, don't it? Hey, I wanna let y'all know. Hey, I wanna let y'all know. This easy. And you listening to Q-tip.
Settle up, settle up, saddle up and let's go. Good times, only difference making it dope. Chatter is up, peep the way we batter it up. On top of the mountain, folding the ladder up. You're dead and done, rip up your paper cause your status is none. Transfix on the sphinx of the page. Whether chopper or gauge, you're just a single cause you wouldn't engage. Turned up with the script on the cup, you keep the goblins with us.
See how we push, sometime I'm on forget cough. Beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-bop, zippity-boof. Beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf. Wop, beat him till he drop, piggity-poof. Oxy and me, he don't want no problem with...
killers get to drinking poison our livers. Damn it, we sinners. When me and Abstract together see we deliver. She got me touching it, f***ing all on my fingers. Damn it, we winners. Pillars of this rap, homie, they know. Kill anything till it's time for me to go. That's when I bomb it with a blowin' and a black and get a little bit dummy. The microphone is bleeding, you should take it from me.
Incredibly, we do it in the resume. The music, I tune it, YouTube it. It can never ever be refuted. It's gnarly for n***s and naughty for ninas and ballerinas. Ballers and in-betweeners, blatant non-believers and overachievers. Kicking it in Pele, Adidas, drink gallons of liters. All of you must reconcile the leaders. She's begging to eat us, and her man's attitude defeaters. But never a scandal, because me and Bus, we prone to handle with gentlemen.
Not to mention me veterans, say can need me some medicine. For our black, you should get off my premises. Better fly, you pelican, idiot. But then again, you need a suit for your funeral measurements. See, we doing it effortless. It's never getting no better than this. Giving you that you miss a better preference. Watch me turn them to skeletons. See how I come and bring out the betterness. Thomas with it, I repped it for evidence. Flying United Emirates. Size private plane, that kind of etiquette. Purchasing diamonds, handle them delicate. Now you need you a better ref. You can peep us regulate and see we all in this like we ain't ever left. Never left.